Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Akash, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to HMI Agro Limited Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. Welcome to HMI Agro Food Limited's Q3 9-month FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note, this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Nikhil Sundrani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Nikhil Sundrani, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of HMI Agro Industries Limited. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome all our respected shareholders, investors, analysts, and stakeholders to today's earnings conference call for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st of December 2025. At the outset, I would like to sincerely thank all of you for your continued trust and confidence in the company. Your consistent support encourages us to maintain transparency, uphold governance standards, and deliver sustainable growth. Before we proceed further, I would like to state that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. These statements are based on current expectations and assessments and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially. Participants are requested to refer to our filings with the stock exchanges for detailed disclosures. Joining with me today is Mr. Aman Kaushik, Senior Associate Finance. Our CFO, Mr. Gosdev Ahmed, is currently traveling outside India on official commitments and therefore is unable to attend this call. In his absence, Mr. Aman Kaushik and I will be presenting the financial performance and operational highlights for the period under review. The third quarter and 9 months for the current financial year have been marked by a strong financial momentum, operational discipline, and strategic expansion. Coming on to standalone financial performance, for the quarter ended 31st of December 2025, the company reported revenue from operations of ₹19,927.73 million as compared to ₹13,647.68 million in the corresponding quarter of the previous financial year, thereby registering a strong year-on-year growth of approximately 46%. This substantial growth reflects improved realization, strong export demand, enhanced operational efficiency, and better capacity utilization across our facilities. In terms of profitability, the standalone profit before tax for the quarter stood at ₹719.03 million as compared to ₹445.31 million in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, registering an increase in of approximately 61.5%. It is noteworthy that the growth in PBT has been significantly higher than the growth in revenue, which clearly demonstrates improved margin, cost of control measures, and operational leverage. The company has not only expanded its top line, but also has strengthened its bottom line, reflecting a balanced and disciplined growth approach. Now coming on to the standalone performance of the 9 months basis. For the 9 months ended 31st December 2025, the standalone revenue from operations stood at ₹52,304.33 million as compared to ₹34,253.23 million in the previous corresponding quarter, reflecting a significant growth of approximately 52.7%. This consistent growth over the three quarters has highlights sustained demand across our markets and the strength of our export network. The standalone profit before tax for 9 months period stood at ₹1,459.39 million compared to ₹859.75 million in the corresponding period of the previous year, reflecting a strong increase of approximately 69.7%. The higher growth in profitability indicates efficient cost management, improved realization per unit, disciplined working capital management, and overall financial prudence. The standalone performance clearly demonstrates that the company is achieving scale while simultaneously improving profitability margins. Coming to consolidated performance for the quarter ended 31st of December 2025, which includes the performance of subsidiaries, the company reported consolidated revenue of ₹20,594.48 million. As compared to ₹14,549.83 million in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, reflecting a growth of approximately 39%. This growth indicates strong group level performance and improved contribution from subsidiaries. On the profitability front, the consolidated PBT stood at 878.46 million as compared to 412.67 million in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, marking a substantial increase in approximately 112.9%. The more than double increase in consolidated PBT highlights improved operational efficiencies, better margin management, and stronger subsidiary performance. This significant bottom line expansion reflects the effectiveness of our overall business strategy. For the 9 months ended 31st of December 2025, consolidated revenue stood at 53,373.97 million as compared to 36,334.58 million in the previous corresponding period, registering a growth of approximately 46.9%. The consistent revenue expansion at the consolidated level demonstrates the stability and strength of the group's operations. Consolidated profit before tax for 9 months period stood at 2,062.85 million compared to 1,047.72 million in the corresponding period of the previous year, reflecting a remarkable growth of approximately 96.9%. The near doubling of consolidated profitability indicates strong cost efficiencies, improved scale benefits, and effective financial management across the group. The performance reinforces the company's focus on strengthening the bottom line alongside revenue growth. Thank you. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Aman Kaushik for giving brief on EBITDA performance analysis.
Thank you, Nitin. Should we now discuss the EBITDA performance on a standalone basis for the quarter ended 31st December 2024? The company reported an EBITDA of 823.41 billion as compared to 531.87 billion in the corresponding quarter of the previous. This represents a strong increase of approximately 54.8% year-over-year. This significant growth in EBITDA reflects improved operating efficiencies, better cost absorption due to high volumes, and improved realization in export markets. This increase also demonstrates that the company's operating leverage is strengthening and revenues scale up. The improvement at the EBITDA level is particularly encouraging as it indicates that core operational profitability is expanding in line with strategic expectations. For the 9 months ended 31st December 2025, the standalone EBITDA stood at 1725.69 billion as compared to 1030.49 million in the corresponding period of the previous year, reflecting an increase of approximately 67.5%. This robust growth over the 9 million period highlights sustained operational momentum and disciplined cost management. The growth in EBITDA outpacing revenue growth during the period indicates improved efficiency levels, better product mix, and effective execution of operational strategies. This is a very positive indicator of the company's core business strength and operational resilience. Coming to the consolidated EBITDA performance for the quarter ended 31st December 2025, the company reported EBITDA of 1051.29 million as compared to 579.77 million in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, registering a substantial increase of approximately 81.3%. The strong rise in consolidated EBITDA reflects improved subsidiary performance, better integration efficiencies, and overall growth of group level operational profitability. This sharp growth demonstrates that consolidated business structure is as compared to 1454.76 million in the previous corresponding period, reflecting a growth of approximately 74.1%. This remarkable increase highlights the company's ability to scale operations efficiency while maintaining a strong cost discipline. This consistent improvement in EBITDA across both standalone and consolidated levels reinforces the strength of our core business model and the effectiveness of our growth strategy. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Nikhil for further.
Thank you, Mr. Anand. The financial performance for the quarter and 9 months reflects that the company has reached a new operational and financial heights. However, we view this progress as a part of a long-term growth journey. The company continues to focus on diversification initiatives to broaden its product portfolio and strengthen the revenue streams. By expanding into new geographical markets, we aim to enhance our global footprint, build a stronger order book, and reduce geographical concentration risk. Year after year, we have consistently increased our turnover, which helps in maintaining a strong and sustainable market base across multiple regions. Our strategy remains centered on balanced growth, scaling revenue while improving margins and strengthening profitability. Operational efficiency, discipline, capital allocation, cost optimization, and strong compliance standards will continue to guide our growth trajectory. We remain confident about the demand outlook and are committed to certain long-term value for all stakeholders. With this, we will now open the floor for questions. For queries relating to business operations or business segments, investors may write to us at cs@smiagro.com. For queries relating to financial performance, we will be happy to address them one by one during the session. Thank you once again for your continuous support and confidence in HMI Agro Industries Limited. We truly appreciate your participation today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. In the interest of time, we request the participants to restrict to two questions in the initial round and get back to the queue for more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Mr. Abhin Banerjee from Alana Sons. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. I just have one question. I see that for the quarter ended September 30th, your other expenses stand at $834 million, which has gone up to $2,217 million in quarter ended December 31st, 2025. I wanted to understand that how come there has been like a 3 times increase in other expenses? Thank you.
Please, pardon, sir. Can you please repeat?
Yes, sir. So what my question is that for the quarter ended September 30, 2025, the other expenses stand at 834 million rupees. Whereas for quarter ended December 31st, 2025, the other expenses stand at 2,217 million Indian rupees. I wanted to understand the reason why it has increased nearly threefold on a quarter-to-quarter basis. What are the drivers?
So the main reason for this is the freight cost. If we compare, like we have compared the same figures from quarter two to quarter three. But if we compare to quarter three for 25-26 and quarter third of 24-25, the percentage remains same. That is 10.03% for 24-25 and 10.76% for 25-26. But if you compare it with the last quarter of the same year, and to this current quarter, quarter three, the increase in freight costs was one of the main reasons for this.
You are saying freight costs, right, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what happened in quarter two, freight costs? Why? How? What is the driver for freight costs?
The main reason for this, we use refrigerated containers. And refrigerators,
yes,
containers,
sir,
are in short quantity. It totally depends on demand and supply. As and when the demand increases, the freight cost increases and the container cost also increases. As and when demand decreases, the same amount being decreases by the shipping lines. So that's one of the reasons which has contributed to the increase in the cost.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Kapil Advani from Earth Growth Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Can you please bifurcate the capacity utilization figures in Q2 and Q3?
Sir,
can you bifurcate the capacity utilization in quarter two versus quarter three?
Capacity utilization.
Right.
Sir, actually, this question is related to Mr. Gulzeb, and currently is not available. So if you can write, we can like give you a brief reply on that.
Sure, no issues. My second question is on export. Can you provide a breakdown of revenue contribution from your top five markets?
Sir, top five markets are international markets, that is Vietnam, Egypt, Malaysia, Indonesia is one of them, and Iraq.
Can you provide a bifurcation in terms of as a percentage of revenue?
So for that, you need to write us so that we can give you the detail at what percentage comes from which country.
Okay, yeah, sure, no issues. So my next question is on livestock. So how have raw material cost for... Hello?
You want to ask that is there any rise or is there any fall in the raw material cost? Am I correct?
Yeah, what is the trend in availability for buffalo and other products, and are you seeing any supply constraints?
No, we are not facing any kind of supply constraint. No, not any kind of supply constraint. Even the raw material prices are stable. There's no such kind of variation in the raw material prices. Because of this, only we have achieved this much of good profit. If we compare it with the previous year, the same quarter, the raw material cost in the previous year, in the same quarter, quarter three, was 85.41%, and for this year, it's 84.03. So it's a slight difference of 1.38%. In fact, we should say a slight decrease in the prices of raw material.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Kapil Advani from Earth Growth Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, is there any update on the retail market that we were entering? I think we talked about it in the last call. You mentioned that we are testing retail products for Indian market. Is there any progress that has been made?
So it's in process.
Okay. And sir, what is the current status of the Jabalpur chicken processing plant? When do you expect the commercial operations to begin?
Most probably by end of this year, it will be complete.
End of FY26.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what type of contribution you are expecting to add in the top line by FY27?
Actually, it's a different product mix. From there, we are planning to like production of poultry farm, the hens and chickens. So it's a product mix, and we see like it's a good market for poultry farm products. Not as such,
can you
recommend that. Sorry?
Sorry, please go ahead.
No, you were asking something, yeah?
I was asking if you can give a ballpark figure for the contribution and the revenue.
See, as of now, it would be like too early to comment on this.
Okay, yeah, sure. No issues.
Yeah.
That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions, sir. Now I hand over the floor to the management team for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining us today.
and for continued trust and support. We appreciate your thoughtful questions and ongoing engagement. If you have any follow-up questions, please reach out to us at cfs@samagro.com. Thank you once again. We look forward to connecting with you in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dulsaba's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.